This is Chris Johnson. I saw something yesterday that just blew my fucking mind. Like, if I saw it in a fucking movie, I would think, like, there's no fucking way this is possible. There's no chance that that fucking happened. My ass was in Niagara Falls. There was a 5-cap in Niagara Falls. It's about a 45-minute drive from where I'm at, a little south of Buffalo. It's easy to get there. You just take the fucking thruway all the way up there for the most part. Well, I'm on a place called fucking Goat Island. And I don't know why the fuck they call it Goat Island. It's just like a little fucking island. It's not very big. It's a park, I think. Like a fucking state park. I have no fucking idea. I generally don't like frequent these places unless there's a run there. It's only like a mile wide. Because the fucking 5K was just like 2 laps. Because we had to run around the goddamn thing twice. But at one point, you can see like the fucking Horseshoe Falls. I don't know. Who gives a shit? But I could see some of the falls. It's like the American Falls, Canadian Falls. I think the Horseshoe Falls are the Canadian Falls. I don't give two fucks. I don't go up to fucking Niagara Falls and like ever look at the fucking waterfalls. I mean, I have seen them. I don't know. I'm gonna go back and like, hey, there they are again. Same shit, you know. But like if I'm fucking doing a run and I fucking look over to my left and I see the fucking waterfalls, I'm like, hot shit, man. This looks fucking amazing. I'm just not gonna fucking like do it on my own. But anyway, I'm on fucking Goat Island in Niagara Falls. And nobody outside this area has any fucking clue what Goat Island is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a fucking local fucking thing. And I'm standing in line to get my fucking race bib. And it was a fucking long line, too. It was a longer line than I fucking anticipated. I was annoyed. So I'm just fucking standing there. I got my headphones on. I'm just thinking to myself, like, I hope no motherfucker's talking to me. But, like, some woman was like, hey, is this the race line? And she had an accent. I was like, ooh, what accent is this? This is interesting. She's like, is this the race line? I was like, I fucking hope so, you know. And she's like, ha 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 ha. This aloof dick doesn't know or give a fuck. And it's a black woman. And then like another black woman like walked right in behind her and she had like the same accent and they started like chit chat. And I was like, oh, these motherfuckers must be together, right? Like you don't see two fucking black women with an accent. And I'm talking like fucking like an island's accent, like a fucking, you know, sometimes if you talk to somebody in like New York City, you'll hear that accent. Or if you go down like beyond Florida and you know, you got all those island nations. I couldn't fucking pinpoint it, but that is a fucking island nation accent. And they both shared the same fucking accent. So they start shooting the shit, you know, same question. One woman asks the other woman, is like, is this the race line and shit? And then they start like chatting and they're like, you know, they're taken aback. They do one of these, like, you know, one of those, like they fucking like kind of look at the other person all weird and shit. And they're like, wait a second, where the fuck are you from? And the one woman was like, I'm from Trinidad. And then the other one was like, I'm from fucking Trinidad. And they're like, wait a second, you're fucking joking here. Wait a minute. You two motherfuckers are both from fucking Trinidad? You know how fucking far away Trinidad is from fucking Western New York? Over 1,400. I mapped this shit out. I was so fucking stunned that I mapped this shit out. It's over 1,400 fucking miles away. I checked the weather. It's fucking 90 degrees in Trinidad right now. It's by fucking South America. I actually didn't know that. I knew it was a fucking island. I didn't know it was like right on top of Venezuela. But it is. Trinidad's on top of fucking Venezuela. So how in the absolute fuck do two people from fucking Trinidad wind up in line at the same fucking time on Goat Island in New York, sign up for the same fucking 5K? How on earth is that fucking possible? Like, I thought it was like, is this like the fucking universe fucking with me? Are they trying to get me to turn around here? Be like, wait a second, goddammit. There's no fucking way this is real. Are you motherfuckers plants? Are you fake? But they weren't. Like, they were talking about like their hometowns. They were from the same fucking hometown. And the one thought the other one was lying and shit. Then they started fucking naming landmarks. And then I noticed something that was like very different from me. Aside from the fact that I'm not from fucking Trinidad and I'm a pasty white motherfucker. The fact that like there was a common bond between them. I saw those two hanging out the entire fucking race. They walked to the race together. After the race, they were fucking chanting. I was fucking near them. They were talking about like running clubs and shit. They're like gonna get together now. They're buddies now. They're fucking fast friends now after running into each other in Niagara Falls. And I thought to myself, like, I could never do that. Like, if the reverse situation were true, that would never fucking happen with me. First off, if I'm in Trinidad, let's say I'm in Trinidad and there's a fucking 5K in fucking Trinidad, and I'm just some lame white motherfucker just stumbling around Trinidad like a fucking idiot, and then, like, I see another pasty white motherfucker, I don't want to talk to that fucking guy. Get that fucking colonizer away from me. We can't be together at the same fucking time. And let's say this other white dickhead did start chatting my fucking ass up. Starts talking, I think, this motherfucker sounds American. I know that fucking accent. That dumb fucking American accent. I got it. And like, if I found out he was from fucking Buffalo, like, that's the fucking last thing. Like, if he was from America and he started chatting with me and he was from fucking Frog Balls, Idaho, then fine. Like, I'll talk to some dickhead from Idaho. Like, we got nothing in common. But if he's from, like, my home fucking town and he, like, knows Niagara Falls and shit and he, like, knows the fucking Buffalo Bills and Buffalo Sabres, like, I don't want to talk to that fucking guy. I don't want to be fast friends with that fucking guy. I don't want to fucking have a white buddy in Trinidad. I want to hang out with the Trinidadans. How the fuck do you say what the fuck? Like, Americans is easy. But, like, what do you call, like, the citizens of Trinidad? Trinidadians? Trinidaddies? I like that one better. Sounds kind of naughty. Trinidaddies. But I couldn't fucking believe that. I mean, that's fucking impossible. That's just fucking impossible. I also saw a dude at this race. Grown-ass man. He had a beard. He had long hair. And he had his hair in fucking two ponytails. I've never fucking seen that. I mean, outside of looking at myself in a mirror every time I fucking do this shit. But I've never seen another human being do that. Or another dude do that. I mean, women have their hair in the two tails all the fucking time. But I've never seen another dude put his hair in the two fucking ponytails. The pigtails, if you want to fucking call them that. And I thought to myself when I saw this guy, like, that guy looks like a fucking psychopath. And then I got really excited. Like, I thought, like, is that how I look? Is that how, like, people look at me? You know how fucking jacked up I am to think that that's a distinct possibility? Because that's what I'm going for. Well, enough about me. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays for more about me. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and wherever the fuck. And on Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. I'm also on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. I am on Instagram. That's at maybe the number 5 minutes. And I'm going to be in my Facebook timeline for you.